The world of composer Enon Zor is expansive and ever-growing. Through his composer's pen, we have trained to be an elite warrior in Star Trek Klingon Academy, visited mysterious cities to the north in the Siberia franchise, fought off the Darkspawn as a member of the Grey Wardens in Dragon Age, and learned that war never changes in Fallout. His music is grand in scope, cinematic, at times dark and mysterious, and other times smiling with a wry sense of humor. I had the immense pleasure of sitting down with Enon on the eve of his album release. Collected from songs he composed during sessions for Dragon Age 2 and Dragon Age Origins, Into the Storm is his first album for the Sony Masterworks label and was over 4 years in the making. We dove into the inspiration for the album, his beginnings in the ever-expanding world of video game music, and where he first felt the spark of classical music and composing.
I grew up in Israel. I was born in Israel, and I was born in a kibbutz. Probably some people know, some people don't, yeah, what kibbutz is, but it's sort of like a communal place. My parents were quite educated, and classical music was just their world. Mm-hmm. They played all the time classical music. I even remember like the old record with the Bach Suite number 2 with the for flute in D minor, and it was just my world basically. And this is the way I've been brought. The first thing I did when I sat next to the piano was to write my own melodies. I was very fortunate because my piano teacher was like, all right, you know what? Instead of like forcing him to do this, why don't I let him actually compose? And sooner or later, basically, I started composing like children's books for lyrics, and she put together a whole book with my melodies. And then they went and they taught it in the kibbutz, all the little kids, the melodies that I wrote. And I was like, this is my first composing gig.
Enon moved into composing for television. For those of you of a certain age, such as me, you may have first heard his work on shows such as Power Rangers Turbo and Beetleborgs. However, a phone call in 1996 would change his trajectory forever.
The first time I was encountered, I was getting a phone call from a strange person with a very radiophonic voice. His name was Bob Rice. And he asked me if I want to compose music for a computer game. That was in 1996.
Okay.
And I said no. And that was pretty much it. But then I was really lucky because he just kept on calling and calling. It's like, listen, I heard your music. I think it's going to be really great for computer games. What do you like to do? And I said, I really would love to write symphonic and orchestral music. And he said to me, well, guess what? We have something like that in store. And I started doing Star Trek for Interplay. And my first game was Klingon Academy. And I remember it because I was one of the really first people to record a live choir. And I actually wrote like a whole Klingon opera in Klingon language, And we recorded the whole thing with the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. And it was like a huge deal for me. I don't think I ever looked back after that.
From there, he moved on to franchises such as Ubisoft's Prince of Persia, the Siberia franchise from Belgian comic artist Benoit Sokal, and EverQuest. In between all of that, he also composed the score for Fallout Tactics, the third entry in the blockbuster Fallout video game franchise. Enon experimented with using unconventional instruments for his Fallout scores, reflecting the destroyed landscape of the world. He really sought to create a sound that would be native to an orchestra of that world, if such an orchestra existed.
The whole idea of Fallout is that we are diverting from the current reality into an unknown reality because of this big war that happens during the 50s. My first motivation in the Fallout series, no matter which one, it could be Fallout Tactics or Fallout 76, to create something that does not exist in our current time, but it's not futuristic, it's not past, it's just different. It's an alternate reality. Always try to do something that is being taken out from the conventional and the concepts into an unconventional concept. So for example, if it's a piano, let's just take it apart, bow the strings, hammer it, kick it. If it's a garden chairs, let's not sit on it, let's take a bow and bow it.
So one would think that going back to the world of fantasy and magic when he took on the music for BioWare's Dragon Age would be a challenge after spending so much time in the destroyed landscape of Fallout. Enon says, not at all.
Dragon Age was brutal, at some points gruesome, and very also not only down to earth, but below earth. You know, really like reaching hell at some points. So taking the mission was taking this fantastic or fantasy music style and creating something very, I'd say, disturbing or dark out of that. And that was the main mission to create in Dragon Age.
This has led Enon to his latest project, Into the Storm, a collection of music that excites him. It is made up of songs and instrumental tracks that were either composed for or inspired by his work on the Dragon Age franchise. On it, he collaborates with several talented musicians, including cellist Tina Guo and violinist Caroline Campbell, and vocalists such as Aralee Brighton and Mimi Page.
For Dragon Age Origin and also for Dragon Age 2, I wrote many songs. And it was really a passion of mine. I really loved writing songs. Working and collaborating with singers, creating sort of like new languages. We called it Zurich. and I thought, all right, let me just try to write a few songs. And I don't know what we'll do with this, but let's try.
My personal favorite track on the album is Fire Dance.
This track is probably the most influenced track from Israeli and Middle Eastern music, mm-hmm. in a way, and Russian music. The melodic, you know, structure is very almost Russian-like. Yeah. And when I wrote it, I saw something that it's a little bit out of the world of the classical fantasy world. It was more gypsy. It was a little darker, very passionate. And this is how Aralee is coming out.
You can learn more about Enon's new album and get a copy for yourself on his website at enonzor.com. Never one to slow down, Enon has many exciting new projects on the horizon as he reflects on how this art form continues to evolve and grow.
It's interesting because we have been brought on board, I feel, to change sort of like the spirit of computer games because... Mm-hmm. Computer games used to be only for gamers, mm-hmm. you know, back in the days. And today, still, gamers are the enthusiasts. But computer games are being structured to be loved by everybody. And that's including the music. The awareness of how classical music and classical instrument can not only coincide with a game, but also push a game from a dramatic point of view, the way it does in movie scores. Things are changing, things are evolving, things are growing. There's just so much to really expect, you know, and also content-wise with the new gaming world.
I, for one, am excited for what's in store. For Classical KUSC, I'm Jennifer Miller.